But if we have a look at the training positions, and I thought we just might go through them individually. Here we are there. So the first one is, there are two New Zealand centres, Ian Campbell and Richard Harmon. Both have trained in the UK. Ian has a team of surgeons where they see about 250 breast cancers a year, but they also have very strong endocrine focus. So, you know, the trainees who come through Ian's unit will be undertaking a fairly comprehensive range of thyroidectomy and parathyroid surgery and some adrenal surgery as well. All of the basic essentials are required. The other thing that I haven't heard too much about at this meeting is surgeon-performed ultrasound. I don't know if many of you, you know, have been trained in that, but most of the breast and endocrine surgeons in Australia and New Zealand are trained in the use of surgeon-performed ultrasound and ultrasound-guided biopsies. So you will get training in the ultrasound as well, access to clinical trials. And you'll see that most of the centres have a familial cancer clinic that the surgeon attends. In Ian's unit, he's been trained by Krishna Clough, so you know he's got level 2 oncoplastic training available with tram-flap reconstruction. Richard Harmon, they have a very high-volume service, but he's got a fairly strong focus also in surgical oncology. All of the necessary requirements, yes, but in his particular unit, there's no oncoplastic training per se, but there is an arrangement with their plastic surgeons to have a combined service, so the trainees get good exposure there. In New South Wales, in Sydney, there are two hospitals. James French and Hugh Carmalt, Andrew Spillane are the three chief contacts there for both Westmead and the Prince Alfred Hospital. And again, you'll see that, reasonably high volume units, but again, subspecialty interests at Westmead with endocrine surgery. They do a lot of endocrine surgery there. And at the Prince Alfred Hospital, melanoma, surgical oncology. And in terms of oncoplastic training at Westmead, yes, and they have a combined surgical list with the plastic surgeons as well. Andrew Spillane's particular unit also do quite a lot of therapeutic mammoplasties and a collaborative approach work with plastic surgeons.